Connie Phillips is the Executive Director of the Alberta Beekeepers Commission. She joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Connie, thank you very much for joining us today. As a simple icebreaker, going into 2024, the calendar year, how are things going at the Beekeepers Commission?
Well, I think at the commission itself, things are going well. We had our annual convention in November. It was like a record sellout. That's the first time that's happened. So from the commission itself, that point of view, starting out the year, I think, is going great. We see some of the same issues and challenges that we see every year. They vary a little bit, but the topics are the same always, like labor, bee health, the cost of input, especially over the last year, the cost of sugar is causing a lot of discussion, and that Rogers has had a strike going on for quite a while now, and there's some concern that will there be enough sugar available in the spring to feed the bees as they come out of winter. So lots of the same topic conversation, and they just vary a bit. There was a lot of talk last year. I think what was interesting, let me back up a sec, what was interesting last year was the variability around the province in regard to weather, fire, dry, rain, some of those things happening at exactly the right time and some of those things happening at exactly the wrong time. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, affects bee health and production in many different ways. So last year was kind of interesting through the season. I think overall, and again, variability around the province, depending on where you are, where the beekeeper is in the province, the bees went into winter really well or didn't. So there's no consistent message about how bees are doing right now. The south is very dry. Production was down for most. When it's very dry, there's a lack of forage, and then the bees go into winter not as fed up as you'd like them to be. And so then they come out of winter light if they come out well. So some of that in the south will depend on how erratic the spring is. I think in the central part of the province, there was, and that was variable too, anywhere from around, I'd say, in the area of the Edmonton International Airport, and I would consider Barrhead still central. The weather was so different from where the airport is to up in Barrhead, especially in July. Where around here, our beekeepers are here near the airport. The beekeepers were pretty happy. They got rain at the right time. Bees were making a lot of honey. But then up in Barrhead, they got a ton of rain in July when you want your bees to be making honey. And so that slows things down. And then up north, it was really variable. In some parts of the summer, it was so smoky that flowers weren't even opening up. And of course, with the smoke, the bees don't like to fly very far if they're flying at all. So there was quite a bit of variability around the province overall. I will say from just looking at colony numbers that we get from the government every year, colony numbers are up for 2023 a little bit over 2022. So that's really positive. I think you remember in 2021, there were huge overwintering losses, so the beekeepers have been working hard to recover on that one, and we're starting to see that. We even have a few more beekeepers registered with us this year than we did last year, maybe half a dozen more businesses than, I'm going to say, 15,000-ish more colonies. And, of course, that always means more honey. You got more bees, you got more honey. We even had in this year down in southern Alberta, because we got a group of beekeepers that put their bees in contract pollination with the hybrid canola seed industries, and the request for contract pollination had increased last year as well.
Mm-hmm. That is true, and you mentioned the upswing as far as colonies is concerned. I'm guessing that's contributed to more honey. in the sense that StatsCan has come out with 2023 numbers and saying $277.2 million worth of sales as far as honey is concerned was recorded in 2023 from a beekeeper's commission point of view here, Connie. How enlightening is that number that is 8.2% higher than 2022?
Well, I think it's a positive indication that the, as far as amount of honey produced, it's a positive indication that the industry is on a good trajectory. It's as I mentioned a couple minutes ago, we're seeing more colonies registered with us and more beekeepers. So it's hard to relate those exactly. So if we had 15,000 more colonies, maybe that's the difference. But just the fact that our colonies in production is very encouraging. This year, I think what beekeepers might say has been challenging for them is the price of honey has been quite variable. Started out fairly high, but it's been dropping through the season. And that there's a number of factors going on related to that, where in some cases, one of our main export markets is Japan, and they put some additional restrictions on types of residues in honey that they don't want to see, and so that slowed down selling to Japan, so that left more honey on the domestic market. But then those export numbers flipped and more honey went to the U.S. So for the last few years, Japan has been our number one export market, but this past year, 2023, it was the United States. So I think that's positive overall. The other thing that we saw that is a concern for beekeepers is we're seeing a shift in import where it seems that we're importing more than we're exporting. So that isn't always good because it creates competition on the market with cheap honey that comes in from a country that might be able to produce it for less than half of what we can do here. So we've had a few conversations about how do we protect the honey market, our honey market, how do we really distinguish high quality Alberta produced honey from those coming in from other parts of the world. And so we had a number of resolutions at our annual general meeting this year to look at different ways to mitigate those issues of competing with cheap imports or even adulterated imports.
Despite the fact that there are a bunch of ups and downs as far as the honey sector is concerned, you know, some of the ups include more colonies, more honey being produced. The downs, of course, imports outweighing the exports. Despite all the ups and downs, Connie, how much optimism does the commission, and maybe for that matter, local producers have heading into the spring with the numbers that were set in 2023?
Well, I would say in general, our beekeepers are resilient. The industry is resilient. I think you have to keep a positive mindset. I think for the most part, bees went into winter fairly healthy. But interestingly, we were talking a little bit about this crazy winter weather. With the weather warmer than normal, and then all of a sudden super cold. And here around the Edmonton region, it's supposed to warm up into double digits over the weekend. The bees will start leaving their colonies and come out looking for food. So the beekeepers will have to be prepared, especially in the south. I think it's even going to be in the mid-teens at some point. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend and into next week, they'll have to be prepared to have food ready to feed their bees when the bees are coming out from staying in their colonies for most of the winter. And then if it gets cold again, it's these big fluctuations in temperature extremes. Big fluctuations in temperature extremes are really hard on the bees. It's much better if it's a bit more consistent. But I think if beekeepers are prepared and they can feed their bees, and then when it gets cold, bees go back into their colonies and just hang out, maybe it's an opportunity for the bees to get fed at this time of year when normally they wouldn't be able to, and that would help them get to the tail end of winter or early spring in better shape and with a bit more food in their belly, so to speak.
Yes, that is for sure. And that's a good point you bring up here, Connie. With the warm weather that we've had, especially this winter, possibly triggering an early start to the season, does the Beekeepers Commission and possibly local producers, are they anticipating a good 2024?
No, I think I would say overall yes, and it might just be variable if say in the south where it's super dry, and actually the commission board, some of the board, and I met with ADM Conrad on January 15th, and the province is already preparing for a continued drought in the south, and that does present some issues, because then forage that would normally be available to the bees at different parts of the season won't be. And So our conversation then with Alberta Agriculture and Irrigation is, please keep in mind, just like cattle, bees eat. And so if there's a drought, it's affecting other livestock, it's also affecting the bees. So we might see, maybe not from a health issue in the south, but we might see just challenges because of the drought. And I would guess in the rest of the province, it'll just depend on how spring rolls out. I'm sure you know it can be super erratic or it can be wonderful. So if it's erratic, it becomes more challenging for the bees.
Fingers crossed that the challenges are at a minimum in 2024. I really appreciate this. Connie Phillips is the Executive Director of the Alberta Beekeepers Commission. Connie, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.